I would like to ask you something about the nature. You spoke to us about the nature, and sometimes I experience the nature as a, let's say, as a space within us and outside of us, when where the things or the object could happens and could be seen without a thought. Could you?
Without?
Without a thought.
Without thought.
Without effort.
Oh, without effort, without force.
Without effort. Could you tell us
Yeah.
more about
Yeah.
it?
Nature mean is they have the cause and the effect process happening itself. They have the cause and the effect. Cause and effect process. That mean is nature. Right? There's a cause and effect process is nature. There is a nobody there. They have their cause and their effect in the happening itself. Right? That's why your personal effort no need. Just become nature. Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Nature means is a nature is an there is an impersonal. They have their cause. Because of you understanding cause and effect process, then we can call this become nature.
Yes.
Nature.
It's clear.
Right.
Is it F? If it, I would focus. I would take a step back.
Yeah. Then you can see
As if I would.
they happening,
Yeah.
their process happening itself.
And the process is happening
Yeah,
itself.
right.
Thank you.
Right.
Hello. When I started yesterday, okay, like this, yeah. When I started yesterday, I had, of course, some difficulties. And the mind, of course, the mind checked the mind, and it saw that many objects, and because it was the first day, it was thinking, ah, I should watch this, I should watch this, but nah, no, I should watch the intention. No, what is this? You know? So it realized, the mind realized that it wanted to take over control of what is happening. And then it saw this, and then it started to remember the experience before, how it was. Like the things are nature. This is a natural process, and
Right.
it is as it is.
Yeah.
And when it was able to
Yeah.
recall the past experience,
Yeah.
then, and also with the interviews, then it come on track. Yes,
Come to the
it
right.
goes on. It
Yeah, right.
goes on the. It
Yes, this is
feels.
a one time, one thing that your yogi need to remember. When you see the experience, right? The mind match to the match to the experience mean is already the mind know the object, right?
Yes.
But people they want something, they're going to look. They want to look mean is they want to control, right? Yes. So nature is if you see like this enough, object and mind is because of match. They have a match. They meet. Mean is if your awareness become better and better, he can see more subtle level. When you see the object, then if you want something, wanting something, you want look more focus, then something at that time is something wrong.
Yes.
If you match, you can see the experience continuously. Just see.
Yes.
Not look like this.
Yes. And
Actually,
many
then you need
times.
to back up and see the process happen, let it happen, right?
Yeah.
People sometimes they want something, then they more closer to look. Then they use the force. Then personal effort is coming. Then they want to control the experience something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is why I went into checking how much the mind want to control,
Right.
and also the effort, how
Yeah.
much effort is put into
That's
it.
why your people they use too much effort
Yeah.
because of one something.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And the wanting of something and
That is very important to understand. When you are understanding the way to practice, then your practice become more and more right. Understanding of practice become more right. So your practice become more smooth. That is the more important to understand the way to practice. Right. Next.
I have two different experiences, and I'm wondering if you can help me to understand. The first one, which keeps coming back, is that my mind is very hazy, cloudy, or foggy. And I can only, and only very gross sensations happen, like some sound, some pain, fear also. But it was very heavy somehow, and I didn't know what I was doing wrong, so I tried to check on my attitude, on my view.
Do you want to get rid of it?
Pardon?
Do you like it, or do you like it, or want to get rid of this?
After some time, I want to get rid of it, yes.
This is a, if you have a bad experience, right? Naturally, the mind is a little bit resistant health. So you need to check the, what the mind want, the liking or disliking. That is a problem. If you disliking, you want to get rid of it, then your breath is more difficult and difficult. More and more difficult. So that time, important is how do you think about this experience, mind accept or not. Just checking your attitude mean is this quality of mind. The mind want to accept or not. The mind want to get rid of this. This is a very important because anger. Then awareness not good. Then your experience is all the time not clear. If you have the mind have right thought or right attitude or right view, it's a nature you can accept this. You have acceptance. How do you say? Totally accept that this situation. The mind immediately awareness become better and better. Because awareness becomes better and better, the drowsiness experience becomes clear and clear. Depend on your mind quality, you can see the experience. Right?
So I wasn't able to do that in that moment. So after some time, I just stood up and walked, did some walking.
Don't immediately walk up. First, you need to check. If you cannot, then you can change the the posture or some. Make the mind change, right?
Okay.
Try to check first what's going on, right? This is that you need to change your attitude to interest the situation. You become interested in the situation that wisdom is start to walk. Right? Then the mind become watch awareness it becomes stronger, then the situation can change. Right?
Yeah, I tried it, but it didn't work anyway. But
no problem. Try again. Try what? What do you try?
I was trying.
That's why sometimes I remind you, yogi. No, don't forget what you are trying. Trying what? Sometimes people trying to become the situation become good. Right. Just trying to recognize the experience. We are trying, sometimes we are trying to push away, we are trying to happen, something change, trying to change. Actually, it's our responsibility is not trying to do anything about experience. We are not trying to do anything about experience, we are trying to do about meditating mind. Just be present, awareness present, and interest the situation. If you're trying something about experience, always wrong. We are not trying to do, we're trying to control, we are not trying to change the experience. Even we are not trying to not don't move. Right? When you sit. But sometimes people is don't move. They are not trying to not move. They think if they move, the concentration is gone. They think like this. That's why I saw many yogis, they not move. Because of they try to don't move, become very tense. This is the idea. So what are you trying? Sometimes sitting and what are you doing? Sometimes you need to ask, sitting, okay, sit. What are you doing? Why are you trying to do something? Ask yourself. Check your attitude. Is because of what everything you're trying, because of some idea.
But trying to find out the right attitude is important.
Oh, that is also... that also wrong attitude.
Oh. Oh, so that's the problem. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, someone. I noticed some yogi also, they try to be right attitude. Actually, you need to see the what is wrong attitude is present. That is the more important. Mm. You are trying to right attitude means you are something wrong. Mm-hmm. You don't see the real nature. Because you have a target. So don't fix the experience must be like this. Don't think about it like this. Just what's going on is, if you know you have a wrong, this is right view. Right? Mm-hmm. This is what we need to see. We need to know what is happening now. What is right or what is wrong, whatever. If you fix the situation or experience, it's already the meditation is not smooth. Because you are targeted to be this. This is not real. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay, and then... other situation and other experience was quite different.
That's why I need to talk with the yogi.
Yeah.
Slowly, yogi talk, and I can find out the way. Because the idea in the yogi, they are talking. I want to know the one who talk with the yogi because of this. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so other experience was quite different. I felt my awareness was quite okay, quite clear, quite light,
okay,
and sensations happening.
Oh.
And at some point, my mind or awareness, I don't know, became much...
You don't know?
Much
you don't know his problem.
No, but... It
you must know.
Okay. Okay, my awareness, I think, improved, and things become... more clear, even like before. I was watching through the glass of a window, and then
open the window.
Window opened suddenly and became very present. Everything.
That situation you need to remember. This is because of your doing is right. That's why experience like this. You must know how you know if you are know that the whole process. Many times, if only one time, sometimes we not enough learning. Many times you like this, you need to remember this. What you are doing, what you are thinking, what idea, and how much effort, what you are doing. You need to recognize what you are doing. That is, we are learning about how to practice. Now, people is, even the people, they don't see their mind is doing. Also, this is a problem. But for beginners, this is difficult. Because they always look into the object. All the time, they look into the object. If you experience change, they know. Before this, now this, they know. But what they are doing, they forget. Remember? Mm-hmm. You notice what I mean?
Yes, yes.
You need to remember what are you doing. This is more important. If you know what the mind is doing, and you are more understanding about the meditation. Mm. If you pay attention too much about the experience, you are liking or disliking coming. Oh, this is good, this is bad, then judging, then craving, aversion come. If someone, he always checking his mind is meditating, how to meditate, he's become more understanding meditating. What is, how to do right, what is wrong, then slowly he know. This understanding more important than the inside. You don't know, you don't understanding the way to practice, the inside is not coming, he cannot come in. Okay. Right? Yeah. So that's why, this also checking again and again and again how you feel, what I'm thinking, how energy you use. This is the mental activity. This is more important. Right. Then?
And I remember when this kind of this curtain opened, I could feel my awareness it becoming opening and going, closing, opening.
Yeah, right, slowly. Right.
So I did... I did what you said before. I tried not to move, not to have any mental or physical activity because I was curious what was happening.
Yeah.
And of course, after some time, and
fall down,
close, and it was gone.
Yeah. And cutting close again.
Yeah, cutting close. Show was over.
So this is a learning process we cannot avoid. We need to see grows open. Slowly you know how you, what you are thinking and how do you use the energy, to how to practice and can continuous or not, that everything is including this situation is arising. Sometimes awareness continues, then the mind becomes more clear and clear. Sometimes you lost all the time, on off, the mind not clear. A little bit, sometimes you aware, then not aware, and you're talking something, you lost 15 minutes, 20 minutes, then awareness going down. And start again, you're blur. Then you try, become clear, and more problem. So be careful what are you trying. Okay? Yeah.
One last thing.
Yes.
This curtain, is it basically the defilements which
which is some defilement is involved. Okay. Meditation is good or not is depend on your defilement involved or not. Defilement is not involved because of some idea, right view is right thought is there. If you don't have a right view or right thought, right idea, defilement and deluded is there, then defilement chance to come. Right? Yeah. So you need to check your quality of practice of my meditating mind or awareness. You need to check again very often how your what state of mind, your meditating mind, what happening, how do you feel, interest or not, checking. Very often, not eager to watch the object all the time. Don't do this. A little bit watching the experience and what the mind doing, this like this. Right?
I would like to ask if you could say something about how to practice when I have difficulty falling asleep.
Falling asleep.
Because mainly on the first night I couldn't fall asleep. Or
First night. First night is everybody sleepy.
Yeah. but. I was not able to fall asleep actually. Because
you cannot sleep.
Yeah.
Oh. Nighttime you cannot sleep because of bed change.
I think there were
whatever. Okay.
Then. I think there were three main things. Some
people they change their bed, cannot sleep.
Yeah, I think the one of them also. Was like excitement of the coming here and all of that, and but other things were very loud sound of snoring and sound of water running in the bathroom
stuff like that.
And it was causing the mind was quite disturbed by this and I was trying to watch this feeling what feeling it causes and
right. You can aware your feeling or your state of mind.
A little bit. But
yeah.
The sound felt so loud that the attention was drawn by the sound.
So you're avoiding
every time. So it felt like the attention is going out of the sort of outside.
Outside and aversion coming.
Yeah, and aversion grew.
Because
I was not
people
able to
cannot
it.
Sleep is because the mind is not stable. Mm-hmm. Because the mind is not stable, the mind cannot sleep. So then you try to sleep?
I try to relax, but...
That time also be careful, try.
Because a few times I fall asleep, but then I woke up again, and this was also very disturbing. I don't like, when I wake up.
Many times you wake up, the mind is negative idea coming. You're not happy about this happening, right?
Yeah.
Then you're more avoiding come. So every time you wake up, now, this day also, every night?
This day it was better, but maybe because I was very tired after yesterday, not sleeping.
Two, three days, you know, right?
Yeah.
And when you're very sleepy, then you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Right. So if you wake up, be careful about your thoughts. Don't let a negative thought growing. Mm-hmm. You need to change your attitude, change and watching and change the attitude. Accept the situation. this is like this, right? Because of public area. So you cannot avoid. So you need to aware of your feeling, and also you need to change about your sound just as well. You have an idea of this is disturb me. If you think this way, all the time the angry is coming. So more difficult to sleep. So you need to change that your attitude, idea. Okay, whatever happening, this is meditation object. Don't worry.
I will try.
If you're not sleepy, you cannot sleep. Nighttime, daytime, you can sleep. Don't worry.
I tried, but the situation was like the same because someone came into the room and I woke up again.
Right. But so try to. That's why I remind you: don't think about negative continuously. Mm-hmm. You know, you check your thoughts, right? If you continue thinking about more often thinking about this negative, the mind is not peaceful, so more difficult to sleep. And also, don't try to sleep. Understand? Yeah. If you try to sleep, there is a craving. If you cannot sleep, more aversion comes. So, if you wake up, just meditate again. That's all. Mm-hmm. Aversion, watch the aversion. If your mind calms down, easy to sleep. If you try to sleep, it's more difficult.
Okay. I will try not to try.
Right, okay. I saw one yogi in Malaysia, in Kuching. She's very bad. First, and every time she comes to retreat, cannot sleep. After 6 days, she need to take the pill. Then I ask, what happening? Why this? When did this happening start? Every retreat, first retreat, she go to first retreat, very tense, very bright, very hard. So she tried very hard. So night time, the mind so alert, they cannot sleep. Then she tried to sleep, more difficult and difficult. That time he start every retreat, every night he cannot sleep. Then she come to my retreat. Then I'm listening what she talking, and I know this is a, what concept is very important is meditation retreat. And second is try to sleep. Mm-hmm. Then I told her, now you don't think about meditation center. You come here like a holiday, like a vacation. Mm-hmm. Don't think about meditation because she tried very hard. And I explained about the night, not try to sleep. If you not try to sleep, if morning time, if you want to sleep, you can sleep. After talking that night, you start to sleep. Every retreat, she cannot sleep because of concept. If you more attention to this concept, the mind is... Because of his habit before every retreat, because of she thinking this way, the mind is happen very alert. Too much energy use, and also try to sleep. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
If you wake up, just continue practice. Here, you come here, just practice. But
I have found a workaround. I bought these earplugs, you know. If there is some disturbing sound, I can use it.
What?
Earplugs, you know, isolate the sound. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, even you that, today.
Then you hear, right? Or you not hear?
I don't hear.
No. Oh, better, yes, you can use, right? Oh. Yeah.
Okay. If I cannot fall asleep, I will try
okay.
that.
Yeah. But important is your attitude, no?
I know.
Yeah.
My problem is completely opposite. Like, I feel still tired and sleepy.
What?
It's completely opposite problem that I feel still tired
all
and
the time
sleeper.
Sleepy. Yeah, right. Because sleepiness is because of you are not interested. What are you doing? Because you are not interested, experience all. What are you doing? Then sleep. The effort is not enough. Then all the time the mind is not working very well. Because of the mind is not properly working, not enough effort. So not interest. The mind is always drowsy. Right? If you're watching something, you're very interested, you can never sleepy. Right? So you need a little bit effort to continuously make your mind alert.
I don't know if I can agree, but when I'm watching a movie, I feel like to be interested in and still I fall asleep. For
if
example.
If you interest, never sleep, not sleepy. Because of if you're very tired, you can sleepy. If body very tired, sometimes you have interest, but if your body is very tired, also sleepy. But the mind interest, you cannot sleep drowsy. So you need to use your question to be what, how to interest about your, what are you doing and experience. You need to use the question, what are you knowing? What are you doing? The mind is aware or not? Right? How many objects do you know? You need to remind yourself.
I think now, I do ask this kind of question when I meditate, but still, like, kind of dreams are coming. Then I'm aware of. Kind of dream, right?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? The kind of dream?
Like that maybe dream is beginning or...
Right. Dream is your mind start to think. If you are not interested in watching, the mind start to thinking, it's the thinking become dream. And also the mind is calm down, then you are calm down and a little bit calm down, the mind, not enough effort, then the thinking become dreaming. So you need, beginning you need to practice with the eye open. So close the eye, easy to sleepy. Right? Then you need to use how to interest.
Okay.
What are you aware of when you're sitting time?
What I'm aware of?
Right.
When I meditate?
Yeah.
Well, I'm aware of my breathing. Then
okay.
That sometimes I get catched by
when
my
when you're
thoughts.
Breathing, what is different, breathe in and breathe out?
What is different?
Yeah.
Well, I can...
This is a very... become interest. Breathe in and breathe out, what different?
I can feel it by my belly.
Yeah. I asking... You use the this asking, you need to find what different. Breathe in is something, breathe out something. Which is stronger? Which is more... Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You need to use your question, what it is, then you become awake. You just know it. You use the question, you want to understand something, the mind become awake. Breathe in and breathe out, which is more longer, which is more shorter. Which is more cold, which is more warm. Which is more rough, which is more smooth. That is mean is, what is different, right? Or for example, now your hand touching like this. Now, try. I want to show something. There is a touching, one touching or two touching?
Two.
What do you think? This is a very simple object, no? This is a, because you need to be interested. You know everybody know touching. Then I more question coming. One or two? He said one, he said two. Which is right?
Well, two close to each other.
So, trying. I don't give you the right answer. You try yourself. Make sure, right? Okay. So if you said you are two, right? Which is more stronger? Which is more obvious? Thumb. She said finger. You said thumb.
Yeah.
Why? This means it's investigation. Yeah, try to explain about the meditator need to be interested by experience. Everybody know touching. This is a very simple object, right? But answer is many answers. Maybe this is you need to know, right? This meaning is interest. So you need to use your question. If you don't know yet, the interest is coming, then more alert. He's more mindful, right? So next time I give you the answer, which... Understand? Yeah, you understand? That's why the mind become more interest. Sometimes you breathe in. If you are breathing, your stomach is a little bit expand, right? Mm-hmm. So which one first? Rising first or breathing first?
Breathing in?
Wrong answer. So next time, try you to ask it. Okay, and also, continued awareness is very important. Continued awareness is very important. If you have a continued awareness, slowly the awareness becomes stronger and stronger, then the mind becomes more awake. Okay, not only the sitting, walking, you need to carry on your awareness continuously. Right? Someone walking, he said, first, walking is the hand, two legs is always like this. He think. But we are walking the whole life. But he think walking is, two legs is moving like this. When he aware, and he slowly understanding, he said, walking is because you're walking is because of you are, support. Press after suppressing, then the leg is move, can move, right? So that is slowly he know the how to walking, how the body walking. So this is a more interest. You know, just walking is not enough. If you're not interested, the mind is not very willing to practice, then the mind is not strong enough. So you need to a little bit carefully to find out, right, what's going on. You must have in the some willing to understand or willing to know something, then you might become more interested. Otherwise, the mind is not very interested. That's why all the time the mind sleepy or drowsy come. Okay? You need a little bit trying, right? Because of some people, many people, they try too much. That's why I said relax. But for you, need more effort. Understand? If you're too relaxed, also can not walking. Meditation is must be balanced. Must be balanced. Over also no good. Less also no right. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I have one question.
Yes.
Imagine very nice ice cream.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you have full awareness and also like it very much at the same moment?
Full awareness.
Full awareness.
Ice cream.
Yeah, you like it very much. Yeah.
I don't like too much ice cream. Oh, do you mean is, for example, if you like very much ice cream, exactly. Then you aware of this?
Yeah.
When you're eating the ice cream.
Exactly.
So?
Imagine steak.
Imagine steak.
Imagine your steak.
Okay. Question is
whether you are able to be fully aware
while
you enjoy that thing, you know?
Yes.
Yes?
Can.
You can?
Can. You enjoyment is your experience, your object.
Okay.
You can aware your feeling, your mental state. Very interesting. You can see, like we need to show the every, One time, the one yogi, when eating time, he aware of himself. Then he understanding his mental state. He said, I aware of my eating time like a pig. Uh-huh. Right? So you can fully aware uh-huh. what is happening. Meditation is on, we are not trying to stop.
Of course.
Not present. Uh-huh. If you are knowing what is happening, that's enough. Mm-hmm. Right? If you have a craving very strong, you know your craving is there, this is meditating. We are learning. So knowing is not waste of time. Knowing is something learning. They collect the information already. Mm-hmm. Many times you're aware of like this, slowly mind become more mature and more understanding growing. Mm-hmm. Try to know, that's all. What is happening? Don't complain. I'm not complaining, what is happening? I'm appreciate, I'm aware or not. When I have awareness there, experience is how much bad or how much definition is there or not. If your awareness is present, I appreciate. I'm happy. Okay. So our responsibility is awareness, not experience. Experience is we cannot stop, we cannot control, we cannot change. If you want to understand it as a nature, let the nature happen. Then you learn how. This is a little bit difficult. Awareness must be habit. Very awareness must be skillful and how to watch the experience all the time. Then awareness is strong, then you can do like this. Otherwise, awareness gone. The whole mind involved to the enjoyment. So awareness is not enough strength. The awareness is become habit and also very interest, then you get away. If you before beginner, it's difficult. When you like very much, then awareness gone.
That was my question.
Right.
Okay.
So that time, if you know that this situation, when you saw the eating, you like something, some food very like, that time you need to watch your mind first. Don't eat, wait. So one intention to eat is, you can watch this feeling first. If your mind calm down, then awareness present. If your mind is too eagerness to do, then lost, go. Because awareness is not enough strength yet.
So too much enjoyments
weakens
the awareness, yeah?
Huh? Weaker, yes, right.
Right?
This is the opposite.
Okay.
This is the opposite. If your eagerness is strong, awareness gone.
Okay.
If your awareness is strong, eagerness less.
And let's say later on, can you have both enjoyment and awareness?
Yes.
You can?
Right. It depends on your awareness quality.
Okay.
Right. For beginner is a little bit difficult. You always, if you the craving is stronger, awareness gone. So you need make habit all the time to continue. Right? That's why I said you need momentum. Awareness all the time, then when it becomes stronger and stronger, then you can watch this craving. Angry also. When you are very angry, you are lost. You are no aware, no wisdom. We call that time this blind. These people, blind people. They don't know what is a cause, what is a fair, what is right, what's wrong. They don't know. That time, they only know destroying.
It doesn't have to be anger. It can be love, you know.
The same.
Yeah.
The same. Maybe love is a two-way. Lust or love.
Okay.
Yeah? Lust is, you totally forget. This is defilement. Loving kindness is a wholesome mind.
Love is what?
Loving kindness. Mitta.
Okay.
You know? If you have a mitta strong, also awareness there. But if your defilement craving, lust is very strong, then awareness gone. So depend on this awareness and defilement, which is more stronger, like this.
You say lust, you mean desire, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is also this craving group. One thing. Right?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
No?
It doesn't have to be if you have desire.
Desire is there, so? If desire is coming, you need to watch, you need to be happy many times. Every time the desire comes, you can watch desire again and again and again, then you become happy.
I'm lost.
You cannot aware of your feeling?
Yes, I'm aware of my feeling.
Yeah, desire, you how do you know you have desire? If you are knowing, is you are aware, and continue knowing when the desire arising.
For example, I want to meet somebody.
Yes.
Or to have love with some woman.
Yes.
That's a desire. Yeah.
Yes. Then you try to aware or not?
Well, I'm aware. Huh? I think I'm aware.
try to use as an object.
Okay.
This is a feeling you can feel. Right? You use this as an object, this is a nature, then you must have right change your attitude first. You are always thinking about this woman, then awareness gone.
That's true.
Right. Because of your thinking, you don't change your mind how do we practice. Right? If you want to practice, you must change your attitude idea first. Now you have a feeling. So this is a nature, this is an object, meditation object. Now you need to change, you need to be meditate. You want to be meditate, then you can meditate. You don't want to be interested in meditation, it's gone. Defilement overwhelms the whole mind, that time you lost. You forget to meditate. You don't want to be meditate. If you want to meditate, you must change your attitude first. Prepare the mood.
Got it.
Whatever you do, you must have a right mood, all right? If you don't have a mood, how to do? You must practice, practice. Or you want to enjoy, enjoy. No practice. That's all. This is your way, your choice, right?
Yes.
If you want to meditate, you need to change your mood first. Uh-huh. What are you doing? What are you trying? Right? Trying to laugh or trying to meditate? This is your choice, right? If you want to meditate, you must change your meditation idea. Come on. Right?
If you want both, meditate and laugh also.
If you really want to, if you 50% you want to be mindful, can.
You can, because this is the same with ice cream.
Yeah. Can. If you want, 50% you want to meditate, it's okay. Try.
Yeah, try.
You can learn from this experience something. Try to mindful.
Thank you.
Right.
I have one small question in this direction. Sometimes in meditation, I'm aware of sort of self-trance. I fell in self-trance.
Self is strong.
Trance.
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 Like
a trance.
In trance, like...
Trance.
Trance.
What meaning? I don't
like
know.
Like hypnosis. Like self-hypnosis, which happens automatically.
Every time we are hypnotize ourselves, because first mind says something, second mind believing, this is also hypnotized.
Okay. Should I regard it as an object, this self-hypnosis?
Object is self?
If I am aware of the self-hypnosis, should I regard it as an object? Or is it possible, or is it a good way to deal with it?
If you know something, mind doing or feeling, this become you can use as an object, then you can mindful, you can aware. Right? Feeling or mental activity. If you can see, you can watch this as an object, then you can meditate. Right.
For me, it's more aversion, you know, because lots of aversion in my daily life.
Yes, yeah.
And so tension and so grasp emotions. And so I can stay with it. I can.
You can aware of your emotion?
I can be
aware. Calm down?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's not always coming down, but I can stay
freeze.
Present.
You can aware. You can practice.
I can practice with it. But it still goes on, and I'm asking, is there something more to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't think about this old emotion. It's come back. Nature is always new. Or new emotion come. It's a new object. Then you become interest.
Okay.
You think this is old, then become boring.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Old is a concept. Reality is always new. New experience.
Okay.
Aversion. Then you become awake. But mental state is always changing.
Yeah.
Always new. But your idea is this is an old one, then you're not interest.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Become boring. So.
And how can I find out the new?
What you all the time change.
It's changing. Yeah.
Happening. If you see changing or disappearing or arising,
That
is new. Right?
Yeah.
Memory. So we think about memory. Old memory come back.
Yeah.
Story is the same.
Yeah.
But the mind is new. Memory mind before memory mind come and go on.
Yeah.
Right? Not all the time in your mind memory is. Gone.
Yeah.
Next time, memory come back again. People say come back again, but story is come back again.
Yeah.
But mind nature is new mind. Now this happening. This memory mind is just now happening.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a this is the understanding level.
Yeah, yeah.
The way you think is right, the yeah. meditation is become more interest.
Yeah.
But if your idea is wrong idea, okay. wrong way, then yeah. the mind is not interest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? For example, the pain, before 30 minutes, 15 minutes the pain, until now,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
then you become disliking this okay. pain. The pain nature is always changing.
Yeah.
The fifth, yesterday pain and today pain is okay. the same
yeah.
or not.
Yeah. So it's the old story, but it's just a new watching of the
new
old
mind,
story.
New mind. New mind. Experience is new. Mm. Happening is new. Mm-hmm. Even the pain. Yesterday also knee pain. Today mm-hmm. also knee pain. Yesterday knee pain and today pain is the same or not?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it feels like the same, you know.
But pain is not the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday pain gone already, right?
Yeah,
you get
yeah,
up, the pain
yeah,
gone,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
The pain is always changing, but your knee is not changing.
Yeah, yeah. It so feels this like, idea. You know, very often I feel something like stuck feelings, you know.
Yeah,
this,
right. Because of your idea. Yeah, and in other retreat also, the lady said, same thought, come again and again and again, how to do? So I said, change the mood, change the idea.
How?
Not same thought.
How change?
I explain like this.
Uh-huh.
Not the same thoughts. The meaning, story the same, but the nature of the mind is not the same, new.
So watch more closer, is it?
No. Just aware. Just you need aware. To change your idea. Okay, this is not old one. Uh-huh. The mind is not old one mind. Old mind. This is a new mind.
Uh-huh.
New experience.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you forget yesterday this thought. Now you forget. Now when you sit again, arising again. Right? Arising.
Okay.
It's new.
So watching the arising, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that helps. Okay, watching the arising.
Arising. You know this arising, that's enough.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
That helps.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why you see something arising or disappearing, then you can see the changing.
Okay. That's it. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Otherwise, you're always thinking, come back again. Come back again, then you're very upset or boring.
Yeah, true.
So whatever you feel is because of your thought. If your thought is right, your mind is feeling good. Mm-hmm. If your thought is wrong, immediately the mind is
okay, so when I
unpleasant.
Feel, I think it's an old feeling, it's just a wrong thought, right?
Yes, right.
Okay. I know
wrong way. The thought is wrong idea.
Yeah, okay, I see. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you this first. This group first.
This
she's
group.
First. Yeah, right. This is your chance, no?
Yeah.
This is your time, not for me, for you.
I have got a question regarding feelings.
Yeah.
If I am aware of thought, any kind of thought, and there is a feeling connected to this thought.
Yes, right, should be.
And I become aware of
feeling,
this feeling.
Yeah.
But this feeling is really strong.
Okay.
So it actually overcomes, actually I can...
Overwhelm you.
Yeah, it's overwhelming,
yeah.
actually, my awareness completely.
Right. Okay.
And I read that you, I suppose, go to Samatha from Vipassana.
Right.
That you suggest or you advise to
yes.
do this. How to do it?
You cannot face that this emotion is very strong. You cannot face. Sometimes you need to choose your neutral object. You cannot watch this emotion continuously because your awareness and your understanding cannot match, right? Because of
exactly.
this emotion very strong, your awareness is weak. You watching, then he overwhelms you. The whole mind overwhelms, the awareness gone. So if you cannot face that this emotion very strong, then you choose anapana or rising falling to touching sensation, neutral object first.
Uh-huh. Completely different, neutral.
Yeah,
yeah,
change the object.
The best is like the falling, raising, like about the body object.
Yeah,
or
change another neutral object. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
Not suffering or not pleasant object, mm-hmm. neutral object to build up your strength again. But emotion is there. But emotion arising immediately not go away, right? Because of very strong. So you need to change a neutral object to grow awareness and mm-hmm. calm, a little bit calm down. Then emotion slowly weaker and come back again.
again.
Understand? If when he weaker, then you face again. If he bigger, you change another neutral object. Yeah. Then your mind awareness becomes stronger, then face again.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
In case this happens, if I talk to somebody and this feeling is...
increased, come again or go away.
Should I go away from the person? Or
No. If you talk, what happened?
Actually, I feel aversion to this person.
Right.
Yeah, and but I cannot go to samatha at that case because I have to keep talking and I have to solve some... You know, if I'm talking to somebody and I really need to talk to somebody, but I have got strong feeling, what shall I do at that time?
Mm. Say again. When you can watch your feeling, then you talk other people, try to talk other people.
No, I'm talking to somebody, and I have got really strong feeling.
Oh, you're talking to somebody, you have a strong feeling coming.
Yeah, and actually my thoughts are actually affected by this feeling, mm-hmm. but I don't want this.
Yes.
What should I do at this time?
Yes,
of talking? Accept.
Yeah, accept this. Accept means you need to accept this happening.
Okay.
If you don't want, you cannot meditate. You want to be go away. If this idea is there, you cannot meditate. So now you need to change your attitude first. Okay, the aversion coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then this is a meditation object. Then you need to think as like this. This is a feeling, just feeling. This is a nature. This is impersonal. You need to change your attitude first. Then you can meditate. Otherwise, you cannot meditate. The aversion, your thought is continue negative thought. The aversion increases and overwhelms you.
Exactly. So I have to change
the attitude first. Try to
towards the person.
No.
Towards
think.
Towards the anger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Watch that anger with the right attitude. Okay. Right attitude means is that this is a feeling. This is an object.
Mm-hmm.
Then you watch your feeling, aversion feeling or. If your aversion is very increased, very strong, you use your breathing or rising, falling. Neutral object or touching.
Okay.
Right? You're aware of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not this. Pay attention to this person. When you are more attention to this person, your anger is continued. Your negative thought is continued.
Yeah, but I cannot, really to... go to the neutral object if I'm talking to somebody. It's like doing two things at once.
So don't pay attention to this object. This person. If you're more...
Okay.
Yeah? You talking with this person, right? Then you pay attention and talk. Then your aversion come. Your radar is like this. Your radar change this way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay attention to him. If you continue pay attention to him, you're more angry. Right? More aversion come. So your mind changed. He don't know. You're just your mind changed direction. Aware of your body sensation or your feeling. Right? Yeah, right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Then Yika?
Yeah, but
oh, okay. Okay.
People are energy. because I have a question to you and it is will be very difficult now to explain. I try. Shadow, when the awareness is not so strong and when the awareness is noting, just noting, then it is just sort of, noting aversion, noting whatever.
Awareness not strong, okay?
Awareness not strong, mm-hmm. but it's just a noting. So it's just noting what is arising and like this.
Mm.
When awareness is better growing, then this is coming to life. The things aversion, which I... Aversion is felt. It is felt. Let's say aversion is there. Aversion is recognized. Aversion is felt. Okay? The mind knows. But when awareness is really good, then it is it's going deeper into the aversion, and then the aversion becomes like an element, like it becomes
object.
No, it's more than an object. It's sort of like vivid into life. Really, it becomes like, it's not like a word alone. It becomes, how should
experience.
I say? It becomes, has a different quality.
Okay.
It changes it. Yeah, it's a. It changes into something.
Fire.
Yeah, it is like element. It is not
solid.
It's not solid. Okay, you know, it is not just a table.
Okay, it's not a table. We call this as a nature.
Yeah, it is.
Solid is making nature.
Yeah. It is. It's just a nature.
Just a.
It's just
you cannot
nature
say
becomes
solid,
nature.
Solid.
Yeah. It is not
gross,
so solid.
Not
and
gross. Right.
Yeah, and not so. So what I want to ask you is. Okay, it has to do with awareness, but when the mind really, but it has also to do then with understanding comes in, right?
Yeah.
So the question is, when the understanding of this whatever is there, and then come another awareness, which is again not so strong, not so big, When another type of aversion of awareness comes, which is not so deep, then there still can be the same understanding of what goes on, that this is nature. I mean, when you understand, that things are...
But understanding different.
They understand...
Understanding different.
That is what I mean.
Before understanding, but now awareness of weak understanding is not very... cannot strong, right? The past experience, the wisdom is very strong. That's why you can say this is nature, this is not solid.
Yes.
So this is not affected to you.
Yes.
But when it is a weak, wisdom is not there, then it's a problem.
Then it is solid.
Solid and become more difficult to handle this.
Yes.
This is a wisdom is different.
So that
wisdom is not... lust in wisdom is gone. Now wisdom is new. Mm. It's not strong enough. Because some defilement involved, so wisdom is maybe weak. So this is a quality of mind, different mind.
Right.
Different mind. But wisdom is not always inside the mind. It come and go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Next time wisdom come, wisdom mind is different.
Mm-hmm.
But intensity is different.
Mm-hmm.
Last time the wisdom is very strong,
mm-hmm.
not now, not strong. That's all. You can say this, now it's not strong, right? Like before, you're very strong, then there's no problem anymore. Yeah.
Then it becomes
right.
not
yeah.
so easy.
So that's why that time now not strong enough, then you need to practice. Try practice again continuously and learn more.
So it means that one can come to an understanding, to a higher understanding where...
And
where
also wisdom and nature is many, very often... Shortly, many times you happen again and again and again, wisdom is more stronger and stronger and stronger. But first wisdom and second wisdom, very long. Second wisdom is weak, become weaker. Because he has no chance to come again and again and again. His quality is weak.
It weakens.
So that's why we need to practice all the time, awake all the time. Wisdom must be growing very often, that wisdom is very strong. If the first wisdom and second wisdom is only 1 week left, in this 1 week, all defilement is there, the wisdom is become weak. That's why.
And objects become again
solid. Yes.
But when the understanding is high enough, then it will be
more
over.
More faster gone. The aversion is more faster and faster. If your wisdom is very strong,
not happening. Uh-huh. So,
right?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to practice all the time. Last week and now, your wisdom very slowly growing. One appear next time appear like this. The wisdom is very weak. Very often your wisdom must become again and again and again. Then the wisdom quality become better and better. That's why we should practice continuously.
It's the same direction, because the goal is uprooted these three dosa, moha, and
delusion, aversion, and craving. Yeah.
It's the goal of meditation, no?
This is our mind nature is a wholesome mind or unwholesome mind.
Yes.
All the one or other.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
So if you have the chance to arise the wholesome mind all the time.
Yeah.
Then unwholesome mind is weak.
Yeah.
If you not allow, you not have a chance to come to wholesome mind again and again, unwholesome mind is present all the time.
Yeah.
Then he's become more stronger, the wholesome mind weaker.
Yes.
There's only way to just fire and water like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the.
Why we need to practice all the time.
Yeah.
That's why I said meditation is cultivation of good quality of mind.
Yeah.
You need to cultivate all the time. If you're not cultivate, you are not let it happen again, then wholesome mind is already there.
Yeah. And the second question, thank you. And the second question, if. The wisdom is something like small insight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's new quality of mind.
Right,
and it means it's there. It's always there. Mm. If it's good,
not always there. Wisdom is not always there. Potential is there, but not arising.
No, I mean, if the wisdom appears once, two times, three times, it's always there. Again.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
and. It means that only second time it should appear, or I should remember this wisdom, this new quality, or
remember. You need to notice.
So
if you know every time a wisdom is coming, more duration is short. You can recognize your quality of awareness is better, stronger and stronger. You can know.
Yeah.
You can know more clear, more stronger.
Because you saw this first wisdom and second wisdom is
far away. Arising far away is very weak.
Yeah. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That means a wholesome mind is always involved and strong. Right.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. She's including this group? Or... You are including this. See what?
Sadhu, you mentioned wholesome and unwholesome part of mind. Yeah. We are trying to cultivate the wholesome part of mind, and there is always that unwholesome part. Yeah, present.
If you wholesome is always right, the cultivate. Unwholesome is not very strong.
Okay, it's minimal, very
yeah,
small.
Right.
Can you get completely rid of it?
Completely get rid of the unwholesome mind?
Yeah.
If your wisdom is very, very powerful. Because there's a four level. Dodapana, Takadaga, Anaga, Arahan.
Uh-huh.
You know this level can get rid of totally. Every time his level and his level, first level also his some defilement is totally gone.
It's totally gone.
Yeah, totally gone. Never come back. If you have this because of this quality is very strong. Benga pala jnana, right? He can understanding the absolute the truth.
Uh-huh.
So because of this understanding very strong, then he take off the root. Wrong view, totally gone.
Totally gone. It's
never come back again. Yeah, we have only vipassana jnana. That's why they come back again and again and again.
Uh-huh.
Right. The mind and the object is a match. Then you can see this match. If you just awareness and wisdom is a very strong, this his level, and take off the root. So he's because of take off the root, then this not come back again. If you have become arahant, last state, all defilement is totally never come back again. This is a theory. the natural, right? We don't understand. We not reach this level yet, right?
Yet.
No. If maybe they don't say so. We don't If you meet, they don't say you don't know because you don't have enough wisdom. You cannot decide which level.
Can you talk about?
Can you talk about daily practice?
Yes.
I mean, is it for you? Is it the sitting? I mean, I know you say be aware the whole time. That's
right.
Clear, but for me, I feel that in daily life. Yeah, the awareness goes down quickly, you know, in working and stress and so on.
Yeah, awareness weaker, right.
Weaker.
Because of whatever you do, you have a lot of craving.
That's it. You need to
that's
to
why
get
if you are maintain
somewhere.
Your awareness, whatever you do,
yeah,
craving must be weaker and weaker.
Yeah. So just this simply stay aware with what you
yes,
do.
Yes, that's why. That's why.
Mm.
If you can aware you what you are doing, the craving, you cannot walk in with the craving.
Mm.
So that's why awareness stay there. So craving cannot strong enough.
Mm.
If you're not aware, totally aware, you do the old habit is.
It's very interesting because I'm here with my.
You can't stress.
Yeah,
right.
I'm here with my
but
little son.
That's why I'm very tired.
Yeah, and I'm just walking out here and playing with my son, and it's just gone. You know, it's
yeah,
very
right,
quick. It's very quick. Just
because so totally you forget that
yeah,
time. You're not aware of yourself. You're yeah. enjoying your defilement.
Yeah.
All the defilement is there.
Yeah.
So gone. But you can play. You can love your
yeah.
children. You can play with your children.
Yeah, yeah.
You can communicate with your children. But try to know yourself first.
Yeah, it's quite difficult.
You can do.
Yeah.
The difficult mean is you have not enough practice. It's difficult.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you practice enough, this is not difficult.
Mm.
You know yourself, and you can communicate other people also.
You know, on a certain level, okay, but it's still, you know, it's just like she said, it's noting what I'm doing. I can note what I do, you know, and I'm aware I'm playing with my child, so on. But to get more subtle, more wisdom, it gets very quickly, it's just
yeah.
Gone, you know?
So because of you, we are practice not enough.
Yeah.
Only you come and center, then you practice all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you in center, you practice all the time. When you become practice 1 year,
yeah.
or 6 months,
uh-huh.
your awareness become automatic.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But we cannot stay in the center all the time. So try to practice. Bring your home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
In your home, where is your more peaceful? In your home or center?
Center.
So Ming is in your home, you're not peaceful. All the time aversion comes, right?
Yeah. True.
So, medicate, right? Medicate Ming is you cure your body.
Mm.
If your body is sick, what are you doing? Medicate.
Mm.
Or you take the medicine, right?
Mm.
Now you have aversion all the time. Stressful Ming is your mental is sick.
Yeah.
True. That time you need to meditate.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
If you meditate, you relieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I can feel
it. But now it's the opposite. When you everything good, then you take the medicine.
Yeah.
Like this. Mm. This is opposite.
Yeah.
When you have bad body sick, you need to take the medicine.
Mm.
Right? Then you relieve.
Yeah.
So and when you're aversion, then when you have in home, a lot of aversion time, you need to meditate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you can relieve your life, in your life, how to live peacefully,
mm-hmm.
right? All the time you all forget and aversion come very strong,
mm-hmm.
Very chaotic, cannot control it,
okay.
right? Yes.
I have a question. if I do regard objects, so
do
I need
you do?
If I pay attention,
okay.
If I pay attention, if there are objects in my mind, I can I can be aware of them, and so on. But sometimes there is a different phenomenon. I'm confronted with the spirits in my mind. Would you the spirits voices?
Spirits.
Voices.
Oh, there's nobody there, so no spirit. We are not paying attention to that. We are not paying attention to the concept, no? If you are, you believe this is another being or spirit, there's a problem coming. In meditation, is problem come. In the, your mind has sound, right? This is in your mind, it's a sound. We cannot think about this as separate. We should not think about this concept. If you pay attention to this concept, then start problem.
Okay. With these spirits, I mean strong tendencies. Strong tendencies. Strong desires.
That's okay. That's no problem. This is a phenomenon. This is no problem.
That's a phenomenon. That's indeed they are phenomenon. Right. Would you recommend questioning rather?
What?
Questioning.
Questioning.
Questioning to ask the tendencies where they come and so on. Would you recommend it as a method?
Use as object. This process is object. Yeah, do analyze, and you need to use your some, and use some question to face that this phenomena.
Yes, that's I mean with questioning. You use the question to face these phenomena.
You use the wisdom.
Ah, okay.
Right, because we use that every time you use the wisdom, we are thinking, right? Yes. When you have a very important case, you need to decide what are you doing. We start to think, right? Relax, and think, right? Every time we use the wisdom, we always thinking how to do, why this happening, right?
Yes, that, right.
That's why we stop thinking this way, the wisdom coming.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't ask the spirit,
not at all.
don't talk about separate.
It is question is concerning the attitude.
If you separate coming, I cannot
attitude towards them, but not to them.
What?
It's question... of my attitude towards them, not to them.
Yeah. To the experience.
Yes, to the experience. Right, okay.
To the experience, you can use question, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Sarah, can you tell me what kind of question would be appropriate in such situation?
Very difficult to say. Uh-huh. That's why I try to yogi to think morning. I try to tell the people morning. I reminding this is the some part of question. How many objects do you know, right? At the same time, how many objects do you know, seeing and hearing? The same time, do you know seeing and hearing? Mm-hmm. Like this. Mm-hmm. If what do you want to know, right? Depend on your willing to know, then the question is coming. What is this? This is different. Mm-hmm. How this happening? This is a different question. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, depend on what do you want to know, right? Mm-hmm. Or you want to know the cause, why this happening? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What it is means you want to know what it is. This is nature, this characteristic, what is this, right? And how it's happening is different question. So different, if you question different, answer different. So you see your children, right? Sometimes he want to know. They can ask question. Why you don't cannot ask the question? Even the children, he want to know. He start to ask, right?
Yeah.
The same. If you really want to know, you can, naturally the question can come.
But
because of people is. Unfortunately, people practice before is don't think anything, just focus. Then people become old idea is don't think anything and focus. So they forget to think, right? If you have a business, then what do you think? If you do the business, you think a lot. You have many questions. How do you make the benefit? Right? How to make the benefit? Then you can find out the way, right? How much you, but if you lose all your benefit, your business is running or not, right?
Profit or not,
right? That depends on the willing to know, right? Which is weakness. You cannot do better, right? If you want to improve, then he can start to think how to do better, right? This is depend on your understanding, your wisdom, characteristic, then the question is coming. My teacher teaching, now I explain about this question. My teacher is not like this. My teacher always asking me, why this happening? Or why this? That's all. Then I cannot, I don't understand. Then I said, I don't know. Then he not explain.
Go practice.
He never explain. But this is for, because of short time. Retreat 10 days is we don't have not enough information, give not enough information. That's why I explain a lot. Mm-hmm. If you have enough time, mm-hmm. he not answer. He don't give an answer immediately. Go, find your ways.
It's better. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Very simple. First time he asking me, at that time I practice rising, falling, abdomen. Then he asking me, why did your abdomen rising, falling? Oh, because of breathing. This is my experientially understanding. Because of breathing, rising, falling, come. Then he asked me, why you're breathing? I don't know the experientially understanding. I think, and I try to answer what I'm thinking. And he not accept. Go and find your experience understanding. He want to be experientially understanding. So I try to find out that 1 week cannot because of craving. I want to know. So funny. I want to know why you're breathing, right? So, but no answer anymore. After 1 week, then, give up. No, I cannot get answer. And just simple practice. Then I realized because of intention to breathe, the breathing coming. Very simple. Because of intention to breathe, the breathing coming. Oh, that time realized coming. Because at that time, I'm not eager to answer. So the craving is not there, then wisdom can recognize, because of intention to breathe, the breathe is coming. Then I'm very happy. I run and I answer my teacher. and later, I slowly more aware of this process, then I can ask another question is, which is first, breathing or rising first? You need to know, not thinking.
Not just
you need to know about your experientially understanding. Right?
Yeah.
So go.
It depends on my decision. When I decide, this will be first.
This question has answered that it depends on my decision.
No, natural process. No, you're not involved. You should not involve.
So when I sit?
Yeah, natural process. You try to see the natural process. I ask him the natural nature is how to walk. No, you involve. You should not involve the process. You naturally you're breathing, right?
Yeah.
Every time you're breathing, your body is expand, right?
Yeah.
This natural process, you need to watch a natural process and get answer. You are intentionally trying to rising or this is you involve. We don't want this person involved. Right? We want to know the nature, naturally, what is happening. So you're just watching the natural process.
So when I am aware of inhale, then this is the first.
People think it's this way. Because inhale is, breathing is cause. Body expand is effect. People, they always thinking about the cause is first, effect is later. That's why you think, breathing is first, but experientially, it's the same time. Simultaneously, because in the bodily is not full or not vacuum, there is a full of air, right? So breathing and rising is like this. So you must have an overview and see two objects same time, then your answer become right. Now try. Because inside is not vacuum. If you're vacuum, it's, you said right. Because of breathing, after breathing, then the rising abdomen is rising. Because of vacuum. No air anymore. In the body, no air anymore, then breathing first. The expand is later. But now it's inside the air, full of air. So breathing and rising at the same time happening. But cause is a breathing, effect is a rising. But cause and effect sometimes is simultaneously happen. But people, they think it's a cause is first, effect is later. That's why people think breathing is first. And also, we are aware after this, after that. If you can watch same time, you can wear this object same time, like overview, then you have answer is right answer come.
It's new view for me.
Yeah, that's why, yes, new view. Good.
Well, you mentioned when you were craving for answer.
Huh? Craving for answer, then answer, no right answer is not coming.
Exactly. Yeah. That means you have to have plenty of time, yeah?
Yeah, you must give that a lot of time to learning. You cannot practice with the craving. If you craving with the practice craving, wisdom cannot grow in. But because of the craving is opposite. Wisdom and craving is opposite.
That's the point. There is not much time, you know.
That's why you earlier meditate after you dead. Not much time. We have no time. So even you die, then you have a problem. When you nearly die, then your aversion comes. How to deal with the aversion? Anybody? Yes. Yeah.
I just remember that the thought came when you mentioned the dealing with the person you feel kind of anger or some negative emotions, and some memory came up.
Yeah, the same.
No. I mean, I met some person. And then I felt kind of anxious or some kind of resistance.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And
why this happening? You didn't understand?
Not really.
Yeah.
And asking questions like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
With this person, or what's wrong with him? It's not a good question, right?
If you don't have not enough information, and you can use the question, always have a question mark, don't, because you don't have not enough information.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you don't have not enough information, then you asking why question mark is always there, no answer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you don't have information enough. Mm-hmm. If you have more information is enough, then you can ask why, then answer come, boom. Mm-hmm. Right? Because of information. So why we asking question cannot answer me is you more aware. Mm-hmm. Every time this aversion comes, you need to watch again and again and again. Mm-hmm. So you need to learn from this question. You need a lot of experience about this process.
I'm just wondering what to do in this situation exactly.
You can watch the it's thinking, feeling, the body sensation. That's all.
Yeah. I was just actually recognizing that the ideas coming in the mind were unwholesome.
Right.
Or
what the mind thinking? How do you feel? That's all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
all. What do you think and how do you feel? This mm-hmm. is a cause and effect mm-hmm. in the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The mind
mm-hmm.
say itself. He mm-hmm. say the answer already. Mm-hmm. He has answer already.
Mm-hmm.
But your awareness not sharp enough. Mm-hmm. You cannot see the every detail about the subtle level of thoughts.
Uh-huh. So there was actually tendency to talk something, you know, but out of anxiety to this person. Mm. Just say something.
Every time you met him, the aversion there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
so every time you met this person, and how do you feel? What's your feeling? What are you thinking?
Uh-huh.
Why? That's why asking question. Why your aversion come?
Yeah.
Also, you can use this question. Uh-huh. Why aversion come?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You see this object all the time. Why the aversion come? You use this question.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can. Other thing is mm-hmm. finished. Question is finished.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You need to do is all the time watching.
Uh-huh.
Like a scientist, they use one question. Why this happening? And 100,000 times he experiment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
He collect the information. Asking question one time enough. Right? Other thing is your responsibility is to face.
It wasn't really anger. It was rather anxiety or kind of fear or something like that. Right. And I just clearly noticed that mind state and also the body feeling connected to it. And I just stayed with that, and I just stopped pushing myself to some talking to this person.
Don't do anything, stop. Let happening, uh-huh. Then you can watch as a nature.
Uh-huh.
But not only the aversion, every wholesome mind also you can ask, why you can peaceful?
Mm-hmm.
Or you when you see your children, how do you feel?
Depends on the situation. if they are, and also,
son and daughter, you're feeling the same or not?
Again, depends on the situation.
Not depend on the situation. Depend on your thoughts.
Yeah, of course. If he's standing
You love your children. Why you love children? Why you love not other children?
I like the other children also,
but
I
love my like as your children, right?
Yeah, I would be lying to
so
myself.
So you can practice. You can practice every time you saw your family. You can practice,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Every in family life, we are all the time in the family. All the time problem, right? Only this family. Every day you meet, why you have a problem? If you have a right view, no problem. You can understand about nature, read what they are, how they feel, and if you have a right understanding, right view, right thinking, they have no problem. But not every time, this family, only every day you meet, if you learn, how do you feel every time? Slowly, slowly, you become right view come, your family is no problem anymore. And now if problem is, now problem is, how to say? Your mind is half harmful, a lot of emotion because of your family. No other people now cannot make your family like suffering like this. This is very important. Your family. It is always you meet this. What are you thinking? How do you feel? Every time you saw, you recognize. Try to aware every time. There's no problem anymore. But people are not practicing home. That's a problem. Outside the visitor or a friend is sometimes you angry, sometimes you're suffering about them. It's long time is sometimes happening. Every day you meet these people. Very important, right? Okay? So, see you next time. The time is up.